This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The raging wildfire that swept through a picturesque town on the Hawaiian island of Maui this week has killed at least 89 people now.
It will certainly be the worst natural disaster Hawaii ever faced. It may be the worst fire that America ever faced by the time it's done. We can only wait and really support those who are living.
That's Hawaii Governor Josh Green. The new death toll came as federal emergency workers with axes and cadaver dogs picked through the aftermath of the blaze marking the ruins of homes with a bright orange X for an initial search and HR when they found human remains. Shippers warned to stay away from Iranian waters over seizure threats as U.S.-Iran tensions remain high.
Western-backed maritime forces in the Middle East have warned shippers traveling through the strategic Strait of Hormuz to stay as far away from Iranian territorial waters as possible. The forces warned that making such a voyage increases their risk of being seized. The Strait of Hormuz is the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf, through which 20% of the world's oil passes. A similar warning went out to shippers earlier this year, ahead of Iran seizing two tankers traveling near the strait. I'm Karen Chamas.
Taiwan's vice president has left on a trip to Paraguay to reinforce relations with his government's last diplomatic partner in South America at a time when China is stepping up efforts to isolate the self-ruled island. William Lai's trip inside includes stops in San Francisco and New York City, which Beijing has criticized Washington for allowing. The mainland's ruling Communist Party claims Taiwan as part of its territory and says it has no right to conduct foreign relations.